This is Alive with Joseph.
We're excited at what the Lord is doing in our midst. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get into scriptures tonight and see how far the Holy Ghost will lead us in what he has in store for us. Let's begin from Colossians chapter 1 verse 27. Colossians chapter 1 verse 27. It says, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. So the scripture says that Christ in us is the hope of glory. That is the basis for redemption, is the restoration of human destiny. And it is also the restoration of human dignity and also the administration of the victory that redemption has given us, or that the cross has given us. And we administer that victory through the ministry of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. That victory is administered through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. So tonight we're looking at what I titled, You Are Restored. We're looking at what I titled, You Are Restored. Understand that God created man in his own image. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 27, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creepy thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. So God made man in his own image and likeness. That is, man was created to look like God and function like God. Man was created to look like God and function like God. Man was created in the class of God to freely relate with God and communicate with God intelligently with mutual understanding. That is, man was created in the class of God to freely relate with God, communicate with God with intelligent communication with mutual understanding. Man was created as the envy, or as an envy to angels. Man that was created, angels envies man that was created. Man became the envy of celestial beings. That is to say, when you look at the angels, Angel Michael, Gabriel, and all other angels, including Lucifer, no angel was created in the image of God and the likeness of God. No angel was created in the image of God and the likeness of God. Man was so much fashioned like God, to the point that God had to give man the authority to name the animals that he has created on the earth. God had to give man the authority to name the animals he has created on the earth. Why? Because he is created in the class of God to be able to relate with God, communicate with God intelligently with mutual understanding. It is only man that has that capacity to be able to communicate with God intelligently with mutual understanding. Angels, they are ministering spirits. Their duty is to carry out the instructions, including your instructions. The Bible says they carry out the counsel of the believer. Hallelujah. So that is who you are. Everything was great, you know, until now man fell in the Garden of Eden. When man fell in the Garden of Eden, everything, you know, that God has planned and ordained for man was, you know, aborted for that season. So man was created in that image of God, but man fell in the Garden of Eden. And what was the implication of the fall of man in the Garden of Eden? What was the implication? What was the consequence of the fall of man in the Garden of Eden? What the implication was that every divine privilege and heritage that man had was lost. Every divine privilege, heritage that man had was lost. That was why new birth, it was necessary. Or should I put it this way? That is why new birth is a restoration of what man has lost. Being born again is a restoration of what man has lost. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, which is the Word of God. So new birth is a restoration of what man has lost. Christ died so that you and I, or Christ died to take you and I back to our original function. He died to take us back to our original function. The death, the burial, resurrection, glorification of Christ was designed. All of that happened was so that man can be returned back to his original state. That was the whole essence of redemption, so that man can return back to his original function. Now, when you look at the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 23, the Bible tells us that for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Then the coming of Christ restored back that glory that man fell short of. The coming of Christ restored back that glory. That is why Colossians 1:27 now tells us that Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the restoration of the glory that man lost at the point where he fell in the Garden of Eden. So God created man, crowned man with glory and honor. Sin came, dropped the glory, then Christ came and restored back the glory to us. Man was created with glory and honor. Sin came and took away the glory, dropped the glory. Then Christ came, he returned back and brought the glory back to man. God brought the glory back to man. God restored the glory back to man through the coming of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. So the coming of Christ is restoration. It is restoration. That is to say, you are restored by the coming of Christ. The coming of Christ restored mankind. And I pray for you today, everything that Jesus has restored, none of them will be found wanting in your life in the name of Jesus. I say none of them will be found missing in your life in the name of Jesus. May you take full delivery of everything that Christ has restored to you in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, thunder, I am restored. Thunder, I am restored. So what are the things in God that was in man that man lost that is now restored? What were the things that was in God that you could find in man that man lost that Christ came and restored? What were those things? Number one, Christ restored our spirituality. Spirituality was found in God, and also it was found in man when sin took place in the Garden of Eden. Man lost that spirituality. Man lost that spirit. When man died in the Garden of Eden, he didn't die physical death, he died spiritually, which simply means there was a separation between him and God. There was a separation between God and man. And John chapter 4 verse 24 tells us that God is a spirit and his worshipers must worship in the spirit and in the truth. The worshipers of God must worship in the spirit and in the truth. The worshipers of God must worship in the spirit and in the truth. So man was a spirit or fellowshipped in the spirit until he fell. When he fell, he lost his spirituality. When Christ came, Christ restored that spirituality. The primary assignment of Jesus was the restoration of fellowship between God and man. That was his primary assignment. It was the restoration of fellowship between God and man. Then the Apostle Paul tells us this in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. He says, "Know you not that you at the temple of God and that the Spirit of God," if you see that Spirit is in capital letter talking about the Holy Spirit, when you see Spirit in small letter, it talks about your spirit. When you see Spirit in capital letter, capital S, it talks about the Holy Spirit. He said, "Don't you know that the Holy Spirit of God dwells in you?" The Holy Spirit of God dwells in you. So you are now the temple of God. By the restoration that took place via new birth, you are now the temple of God. God is a spirit and his spirit lives on the inside of you. So a major assignment, or the major assignment of restoration of your destiny, is to return you back to your spiritual status. To return you back to your spiritual status. That is why you see every man on this planet earth has a leaning towards spiritual things. Be it born again, be it unbeliever. That is why with unbelievers, because they don't know God, you see them have a leaning towards witchcraft. Why? Because there is something about man that tells man that everything that he has to do must flow from the realms of the spirit. And for you and I, we don't have to lean towards that. We have the Holy Ghost in us. We are the temple of God, and as a result, our spiritual status with God has been restored by new birth. So your destiny, restoration of your destiny, is to return you back to your spirit status. To return you back to your spirit status. The reason why you return back to your spirit status is so that you are delivered from the carnal earthly level. So that you are delivered from the carnal earthly level. Walk in the spirit, the scripture says, so that you do not fulfill the desires of the flesh, so that you do not walk in earthly carnal level. So restoration to spiritual status is so that you can live your life here on earth, not only in the flesh, so that you can live your life here on earth. Let it be a life that is spirit centered, not a life that is carnal centered. So the reason why God restores us is so that our life here on the earth is not carnal centered, it is spirit centered. And I pray for you in this season. May you live your life in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. May you live a spiritual life in the name of Jesus. May you not live a carnal life, thereby denying yourself all of the things that God has made available to you in the name of Jesus. So God, Jesus came to restore man back to his spirit status. That is why Jesus came. Restoration to spirit status. Number two, Christ restored your mentality. He restored your mentality. One of the things you should know about God is that he is the all-wise God. So Christ came to restore wisdom back to you. Jesus came to restore wisdom back to you. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17 says, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. The only wise God, that is, God is the embodiment of wisdom. Jude chapter 1 verse 25, the book of Jude 1:25 says, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. That two scriptures sounds the same. They sound the same. So that tells you that God is the only wise God. He is the embodiment of wisdom. When man fell, his mentality died. So the coming of Jesus is also to restore the mentality of man that died as a result of man falling short of the glory of God in the Garden of Eden via sin. So when man fell, his mentality died. His wisdom base became bankrupt. It was not only bankrupt, it was also corrupted. That is why when you see a person who disconnects from God, they become bankrupt of wisdom. When anyone disconnects from God, they become bankrupt of wisdom. When you look at the decisions they make, you tend to ask yourself, how can a whole you make this kind of decision? Hallelujah. Why? Because every time that man disconnects from God, they become bankrupt of wisdom. Wisdom was one of the things that Jesus purchased with his blood. Wisdom was one of the things. According to Revelation chapter 5 verse 12, the Bible says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. To receive power and riches and wisdom. To receive power and riches and wisdom. To receive power, riches, wisdom. So God wants you to be able to deal wisely in the affairs of life. He wants you to have a high frequency mentality. He wants you to have a high frequency mentality. He wants you to have a supernatural sensibility. God, let me put it this way. God wants you to have sense. Amen. Amen. He wants you to have sense. Are you understanding me? He wants it when there's a gathering of people, you should be the most sensible person in that environment as a believer. Why? Because your mentality has been restored. It has been restored. Redemption has restored your mentality. Are you understanding me now? Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. So by redemption, you are not a dummy. You're not. You're not a dummy. By redemption, you're not a dummy. You have been brought into the realms of inventiveness and creativity. Listen, when you look at Africa today, I actually think the only thing being run properly well in Africa is the church. It's the church. The church is the only thing being properly run well in Africa. Look at the governments of the nations of Africa. They are in shambles, full of corruption, stealing anyhow. Nobody can account for anything. Things are dilapidating.
There are nations you go to in Africa right now, there is no any form of structure. Things are gone. When you get there, you discover it's actually the church in that place that is running properly well. Why? Because the church carries supernatural sensibility. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. I say, give Jesus praise. Amen. When you look at right now, the church is actually the only thing running properly in the continent of Africa. The church, you see pastors pastoring, you know, doing great things. You know, there's a church I know back home in Nigeria, you know, by Bishop David Oyedepo. That church, you know, pastors, that the crowd there is something else. That church has, you know, the staff base of that church runs more than many states in that country. The staff base. And everybody's taking care. It runs, that place runs far better. They have about 3 universities. They have so many high schools. It is running far better than the state universities. So friends, don't let anyone look down on you. Redemption has restored wisdom. You have supernatural sensibility. Give Jesus praise. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. 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 You know, I shared this on Facebook. You know, my daughter shared an extract from her textbook. How, you know, those who participate in active church life, they are delivered from mental health battle. What government programs cannot do. But anyone who gets involved in church activities, somehow their mind is corrected. That's the power of what Jesus has restored. Give Jesus praise. And I declare over you tonight, let the wisdom of God find expression in you in the name of Jesus. Receive creativity, receive inventiveness in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise if you believe that tonight. So you're not a dummy. Don't let anybody look at you and say, because you're a Christian, you're a dummy. No. You have supernatural sensibility. You have high frequency mentality. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Number 3, Christ restored your vitality. That is the liveliness. It is the realm of strength and energy. Jesus restored it. It is the realm where you are not weary. A realm where you are not experiencing a burnout. A realm where you are not weary. I'm not talking about tiredness. Tiredness is when the flesh is tired. No, I'm talking about a realm where, you know, your soul is not frustrated. Your soul is not frustrated because of what is not working. Psalm 28 verse 7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him. I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. So part of your heritage in God that was restored is health and vitality. A life that is full of physical strength and vitality. A life full of physical strength. The Bible said he himself took our infirmities. He carried our diseases. So friends, if you understand this, you will discover, you will walk in the victory that this has given. Health and vitality. Health and vitality. And if you're sick here tonight, I declare over you, you are healed in the name of Jesus. I say you are healed in the name of Jesus. Right now, right here, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Your health and vitality restored in the name of Jesus. So Jesus gave us that. Understand also that your original status at creation was a sickness-free status. You were not created by God to be a carrier of any garbage infirmity. No. It is infirmity is an attack on the human flesh. Why? Because we live in an imperfect world. And that is why God expects us, when we are attacked by infirmity, we should arise with the authority he has given to us. Hallelujah. Sometimes you will be attacked by infirmity. Why? We live in an imperfect world. Why? You and I are imperfect. But you and I must understand that Jesus has restored our health and vitality. And on that revelation, we enforce that revelation on our flesh. We command our flesh to agree with what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. And I pray for you tonight. Anyone that has been attacked here by sickness, anyone whose body has been attacked, your flesh has been attacked by infirmity, be it cancer, be it diabetes, be it high blood pressure, whatever it is, be it arthritis, whatever has attacked your body, tonight I expel it out of your body in the name of Jesus. I expel it out of your body in the name of Jesus. Number four, Christ restored your authority. God is in charge. He has created you and I to be in charge. God is in control. He wants the believer to be in control. Hallelujah. God speaking to the prophet Isaiah. He said to Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 46 verse 9. Remember the former things. Remember the former things of old. For I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. He's talking about himself here. He said, I am God. There is no one like me. He simply said, I am in charge. He is simply saying, I am in control. There is no God beside me. So God doesn't have a successful competitor. He doesn't have one. God doesn't have a successful contender. He doesn't have a successful contender. He is God all by himself. That is why he is the monarch of the universe. He is the governor of all nations. He is the way maker, the pathfinder. He is our bridge over many waters. Why? Because he doesn't have a successful contender. He doesn't have a successful competitor. Give this God praise this evening. And you were created in the image of an authoritative God. You are not permitted to be intimidated and wasted by any evil or his agents. You are not permitted to be wasted by any devil, any evil, or their agents. Because you're created in the image of an authoritative God. You're created in that image. When you walk into a place, things must check out. Your arrival is the arrival of light. And light shines in darkness. And deep darkness comprehended it not. Light and darkness are not fighting. That is why I get worried when a believer say, you know, and I was fighting darkness all night. You fight that. What's wrong with you? You think you're sounding spiritual. You're sounding stupid. You don't fight darkness. You are the light. You are the light. Guys, switch off that light for me, please. Switch off. Switch off. Switch off these ones. Every light. You see how dark it is? You see how dark it is? Those who are online. You see how dark it is? Now, watch as the light comes, what happens to the darkness? Switch on the lights back. Switch on every light. What now? The darkness just vacates. They are not arguing with each other. The darkness is like, I'm not going anywhere. The arrival of light is the exit of darkness. Therefore, I command darkness around you to check out in the name of Jesus. Darkness in your family, check out in the name of Jesus. Thunder, I am light. Darkness didn't argue because darkness and light are not fighting. They can never fight because one is superior. The other one is inferior. Give Jesus praise this evening. So you are the image of an authoritative God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are created in the image and the likeness of the audacious God. You are not permitted to be anything less. Thunder after me, say, I am created in the image and the likeness of the audacious, authoritative, almighty God. Thunder, I am not permitted to be a victim. I am not permitted to be wasted by hell, by the devil, or their agent. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise. So it is time for you and I to wake up. Wake up. Wake up. It is time for you to wake up. It is time for you to wake up. I pray for you. May you wake up in the name of Jesus. May you wake up to your true identity in the name of Jesus. Thunder, I wake up. Thunder, the days of timidity, the days of weakness in my life, they are over forever. Say amen to that. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that. Wake up. You are created in the image of the audacious God. Your mission is to impart with the impartation of spiritual aggression. Your mission is to impart with the ruggedness creation, redemption has given to you. Listen, friends, authority is your destiny as a believer. Authority is your destiny. Thunder, authority is my destiny. Thunder, authority is my destiny. Look at your left, look at your right. Announce to them, tell them, wake up, authority is your destiny. Wake up, authority is your destiny. Hallelujah. And I stand here today by the authority and the mandate of this commission. I declare over you tonight, every force of hell positioned in and around your life to resist you, to frustrate you, to manipulate you, to slow you down from coming into the fullness of what God has prepared for you. I clear them out in the name of Jesus. I command them be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Nothing will frustrate you going forward in the name of Jesus. Nothing will slow you down going forward in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Number five, Christ restored your prosperity. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. The earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's and everything that is in it. In the book of Haggai, the people were rejoicing and celebrating when they came into the temple that was built. It was so glorious, so beautiful, so excited. They were rejoicing. You know, the glory of that temple was so powerful. Then the prophet came into the temple and looked at them and said, the glory of this current temple, the glory of this current temple will not be compared to the glory of the temple that is coming. He walked in, and as glorious as it was, as glorious, put the scripture for me, the silver is mine and the gold is mine. The silver is his. The gold is his. The gold is his. The gold mines don't own the gold. The gold belongs to God. The silver is his. The gold is his. And in other, the glory of the latter. He walked in and declared, the glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. That no matter what you guys thought you have seen concerning this temple, can you imagine? We're still celebrating what God has done. You're still celebrating that new car God gave you, that Bentley. You're still trying to drive it. And Prophet Joseph arrives and said, the glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. Give the Lord your praise tonight. I don't know how successful you think you are. Get ready. God is about to do things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has he entered into the heart of any man for you in the name of Jesus. For the glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. Because the silver and the gold is his. So he was telling them that everything is mine and I'm not done decorating you all yet. Ah, give Jesus praise. Give him praise. You know, when you study the scriptures very well, you will discover that when God created the Garden of Eden, everything that man will need was already in the place, in the Garden of Eden. It was already in place. Before man even arrived, everything was in place. Supply was already available before there was a need. Supply was already available. Listen, friends. Hear me, friends. Hear my heart. To supply your need has never been an issue with God. There is no need you have that you will ever have that God cannot meet or supply. Gold and all the precious stones and metals. Do you know they were already in the Garden of Eden? Even when man didn't know what gold was all about. When there was no gold mine, the gold were already there. Hallelujah. When man didn't know what to do with gold, gold was already there. Genesis 2 verse 11. He said, let me actually show it to you. The name of the first, talking about the rivers linking into the Eden, the Garden of Eden. He said, the name of the first river is Pison. That is it which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. So there was already gold. Even man knew what to do, before man knew what to do with gold, before man knew the value of gold, gold was already available. God provided it. Man was created with gold deposit in the earth. God created man, placed him in the garden and not in the desert. He didn't create man and placed him in the wilderness. He created man and placed him in the garden. The only thing man was to do was to water the garden and take care of the garden. That is, the supply and prosperity was already there. Man was just to manage what was already given to him. That is why, as a believer, it's an aberration for you to mismanage anything God puts in your hands. Because in your DNA is the ability to manage well. We should put 100 rand in your hands, and by the time we see you next year, it should be 1,000 rand. You should get a salary increase, and we're not seeing you queuing up to go and borrow money. It's an insult to the managerial skill heaven has deposited in you. God said to man, manage, have everything is supplied. Manage. There are many people today who are broke. They are not broke because money didn't enter their hands. Mismanagement. I pray for you. Hakapa, Liko, Sete, Libara. May you be delivered from any form of mismanagement in the name of Jesus. You will not mismanage wealth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mismanagement. God said to man, take care of the garden. Your job is to take care of it and now multiply Eden. Man was to multiply. When God puts anything in our hands as believers, we are to multiply it. How do you explain a church like your church with no major donor? Let's use the word major donor. With nobody giving 100,000 just like that for free. But with the little, and yet things are running smoothly. No staff has ever been owed a salary. Management. Give Jesus praise. In fact, sometimes we delay paying their salary, you know, too early, because so that they don't go and squander the money. And month ended, and they are now looking. We say, don't let it get cold towards the month. No staff has ever been paid at the end of the last day of the month. No. We pay them much, much earlier. Management. And yet there's no one millionaire somewhere funding a life church. It's Jesus. How do you explain? Run a project. The LED screen is a project on its own. Over 1 million rands. With no major donor. Management. Stretch your hands towards me. Stretch your hands towards me. I declare, receive grace to manage well. In the name of Jesus. Receive grace to manage well in the name of Jesus. One of the things I say to my wife is, whatever I don't have doesn't hungry me. I don't desire what I don't have. That's how to manage well. You know, I sleep at night and I sleep well. When I roll to the end. Sometimes I even push my wife out of the bed and I try to see that, don't be annoyed. Sorry. Because I sleep so well. Sleep so well. Well, there are people here who can sleep well. Skoloto everywhere. Skoloto, you have borrowed everywhere. Mashonisa is looking for you everywhere. You will not leave things alone. Must you have it? Isn't everything you must have? Some things are a trap. You know, my car now is about 5 years. They can make some noise when I tell the car, if you like, make noise and cry till heaven come. I ain't changing you. And if the worst comes to worst, is it that I can't afford a new car? I can. But that's not a priority. I'm not preaching mobility to heaven. So how is a car my issue? How does that affect my anointing? I said, if you like, cry from now. You know, the company keeps sending me messages. You know, new car. I said, look, if you like, send from now till thy kingdom come. I ain't getting nothing. I'm enjoying Jesus. If you cry too much, I pack you. I use Uber. My anointing will not diminish. Give Jesus praise. Manage well, my friend. Manage well. Manage well. Manage what God has given you well. So Jesus came to restore prosperity. One of the rivers that flowed to the Garden of Eden that God placed man in was called Hiddekel. Hiddekel means pleasure. Christ came to restore that back to mankind. The end time church, the end time believer will experience the Eden system of life in the name of Jesus. You will experience it in the name of Jesus. Finally, as I close, what are the keys to this restoration? Number one, be conscious of divine presence. Be conscious of divine presence. Man communed with God on a continuous basis in the Garden of Eden. If we are to receive back what we lost, we must be conscious of his divine presence. And we must connect back to his divine presence. Listen, friends, if you are to look like God, you must be located in God. Jeremiah 32, verse 38 to 41 says, they will be my people. I will be their God. New Living Translation. And I will give them one heart and one purpose to worship me forever. For their own God, for their own good, rather, and for the good of all their descendants. Do you see that? For your own good. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will never stop doing good for them. I will put a desire in their hearts to worship me. And they will never leave me. I will find joy doing good for them. And will faithfully and wholeheartedly replant them in this land. And let me quickly correct. Let me bring Bala. I'm not saying you should not enjoy your money. Listen, that's not what I'm saying. But that one, I don't even need to say you already enjoy your money. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So number one, be conscious of divine presence. Number two, pursue and maintain an upright character. Pursue, maintain an upright character. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Clean hands, pure heart. Clean hands, pure heart. Uprightness, pure heart, clean hands. It will cause you to be, you know, how will I put it now? It will cause you to be positioned where you are meant to be positioned in life. Pure heart, clean hands, uprightness will cause you to be positioned where you are meant to be positioned in life. Pure heart, clean hands. Pure heart, clean hands. That when you're standing before the Lord, your hands are clean. Your hands are clean. Pure heart, clean hands, uprightness. Number three, live in the nature of love. Understand that God is love. And if you want to look like God, then you must live in love. To look like God, you must live in love. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 8, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Love the brethren with true love. The Apostle John continued, he paints a better picture for us here. He now says, if we love our brothers and sisters who are believers, it proves that we have passed from death to life. That means anyone who doesn't love the brothers and sisters, they are still in debt. He said, the only proof that you have passed from death to life is your love life. Is your love walk. Say, but a person who has no love is still dead. And anyone who hates another brother or sister is really a murderer at heart. Hey! So you're a killer. We didn't know. Remind me to stay away from you. You know yourself. He said, the murderer at heart. And you know that murderers don't have eternal life within them. Love the brothers. Love the sisters. Love them in truth and in deed. Love them genuinely. Love them honestly. When you love a sister, when you love a brother, you won't crook them. You won't do things that will break their hearts. Love the brethren. Your love walk. What is your love walk like? You're married, you don't love your husband, you don't love your wife. You cannot experience restoration. What is your love walk like? Do you love genuinely? Hallelujah. What is your love walk like? Number four, plug yourself to the light of his word. The word of God is a carrier of the light of God. When you connect to the word of God, it pulls It pulls, how would I put it? It pulls you out of darkness and permanently places you in light. John chapter 1 verse 1 to 5, you find it there. He says, in the beginning was the Word was with God. The Word was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. When you connect yourself to the Word of God, the revelation of the Word of God brings out the nature of God in you, and that nature of God is light, and you begin to illuminate everything around you. Number 5, follow the voice of God's direction. Israel couldn't enter the promised land until they followed the cloud. Follow the voice of God's direction. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21, he says, your own ears will hear him right behind you. A voice will say, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. Be a committed follower of his voice. Be a committed follower of the voice of direction. Of his voice of direction. His voice of direction will deliver you from destruction. Be a committed follower. Romans chapter 8 verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. When you follow his voice of direction, you reach your destination quickly. When you follow his voice of direction, you arrive at destination. When you follow his voice of direction, you arrive quickly at destination. Number 6, submit to priestly and prophetic covering God has placed you under. Submit to it. God places, you know, priestly covering over his people to guide them in their journey. Not to torment them, but to guide them. When the Apostle Paul was converted, you know, when I read that scripture, it's so interesting to know that, you know, with all of the encounter the Apostle Paul had on his his road to Damascus, with all of that powerful encounter, he was actually the only apostle that had such encounter with Jesus in his conversion. He was the only one who had such encounter with Jesus. And when he had that encounter, he said to Jesus, what will you have me do? Jesus didn't answer him. Jesus didn't answer him. What will you have me do? He said, Paul, you have been persecuting me. And all of those things. Then after he said, Master, he fell. He said, what will you have me do? Jesus didn't answer him. Another led him. They led him. Jesus didn't tell him to do 3 days dry fast. In his place of waiting, God raised a pastor for him. Ananias. How do you pronounce that name? So when the Apostle Paul was converted, God placed him under a priestly covering. Even when God visited him, as I said, you know, concerning his assignment, it was not communicated to him directly. His assignment was not communicated to him. That, let me show you quickly. Acts chapter 9 verse 10 to 12. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, now arise, go into the street which is called Straight. This is divine direct. God telling him where to go. And inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and I've seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. By that covering, his blindness, when he prayed for him, his blindness go. That's a metaphor for also spiritual blindness. His blindness disappeared. God sent him. Go and tell him there is things. I remember when the man even argued with God that is it not the same Saul that is killing everybody that is even in Damascus to arrest believers. God said, I visited him. Go and tell him what he would do for me. And the Bible said, when you read further, verse 15 to 19, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. This is now God communicating the calling to him. Communicating Paul's calling to him. Not Paul coming to tell Ananias, you know, I can feel it, you know, I'm not an apostle. Can you just let me go? The calling was given to Ananias to go and tell him, this is your assignment. And the Bible said, and the kings and the, to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, putting his hands on him and said, brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou comest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled. He baptized him with the Holy Ghost, and immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples, which was at Damascus. He stayed with them. God places priests and prophets over the life of his people to guide their destiny. To guide their destiny. You know that God has brought you, planted you here. Planted you in this. Allow me to guide you. Follow instructions. Follow the impartations of your priest and your prophet. When I say fast, my friend, stop arguing with me. Stop having scientific argument with me why you must not fast. And stop having, you know, the people you have been listening online that fasting days are over. You're coming to argue. No. I have a curriculum for your destiny. They don't have the curriculum. I have the curriculum. Now the days of fasting are over. You know, in that church where they tell you to fast. No, listen, I have the curriculum. For, what do you call it now? The lesson notes for your destiny. So when I tell you to fast, you fast. I tell you join morning prayers. You join morning prayers. You're not looking for another lecturer. You know, imagine being in University of what? And your lecturer gives you an assignment. You're eyeing another university's lecturer there who didn't give the student assignment. You're not in the same place. God brings you, submit to priestly covering. Submit to prophetic covering. Allow yourself to be guided. Listen, allow yourself to be guided. Listen, I've been around though. Forget this, my hair, I dyed. I've been around. Tell you now. Bina, forget my dyed hair. I've been around. Allow yourself to be guided. Allow yourself, it's true. Allow yourself to be guided. Ananias guided Paul. And God gave him the blueprint. I close with this scripture. Hosea 12:13. He says, and by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. He brought them out by a prophet. That princely mantle is needed to help you reach where God wants you to reach. And I stand here as one assigned by God to shepherd your destiny into the best that God has called you into. I lift up the rod of higher authority. I decree and I declare you will reach where God has ordained for you in the name of Jesus. Every obstacle that wants to impede your movement, I clear them off in the name of Jesus. You will get to where God has planned for you in the name of Jesus. I guide you into the top, into the apex of Jehovah's assignment for your destiny in the name of Jesus. Give Jesus praise tonight. And the last one, remain praiseful. Live in his praise. Maintain a praiseful life. What an awesome praise time we had today. Oh, let's give Jesus praise for that time of praise. Remain praiseful. Remain praiseful. Remain praiseful. God didn't create you for yourself. He created you for his praise. He created you for his praise. Many of you murmuring, grumbling, complaining is too much in your life. Remain praiseful. You know, the Bible said in that scripture, in Isaiah 43 verse 21, these people have I formed for myself, that they shall show forth my praise. That verse didn't say these people have I formed for myself for them to, you know, murmur, complain, and grumble. You and I are created for his pleasure. According to the book of Revelation chapter 4 verse 11. TPT translation. We're created for his pleasure. Were you blessed tonight? Give Jesus praise. Let's rise on our feet as we go home. Lord, we thank you. Lift your voice. Let's just bless the Lord. Let's give God praise.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mokocha. Till next time, God bless.